heaven knows I'm pitiful without fresh anointing, without that filling, constantly staying filled, I'm in absolute pitiful shape. And then when I get whacked by God and that fire gets on me and I'm not thinking about what anybody thinks, I'm just trying to figure out how do I get this thing to stop? Then people think I'm strange. So, yeah, well, let me pour some gasoline on you and see how you respond. So Jesus says to John, or sends a message back, blessed is he who is not offended in me. Let me tell you what I'm sensing, feeling here. I believe that great courage is needed for the days ahead. Now, most of the time, when somebody talks about needing great courage, is because of great trials coming. That's not even in my mind. I feel like for where God is shifting and taking us into new things in the Lord, it's going to require great, great courage, because there's a fresh, fresh baptism being released on his church, a fresh baptism. In the Bible, it talks about them being baptized in the Spirit in Acts 2, baptized again in Acts 4. You constantly need to be continuously refilled. I can take you back to 10 years ago when God absolutely transformed my life again, October of 1995. I had an encounter with the Lord that completely rearranged my life. But you know what? That's 10 years ago. And it was good then, and its mark is still on me. I still walk differently than I walked before because of that night. But I tell you what, I am so desperate in need. The needs around me are pulling on me more and more and more, and I can't even hope to be able to represent Jesus to them without being baptized continuously, ongoing, being filled and refilled and refilled and refilled with the Spirit of God. It's just, Heidi Baker probably models this better than anybody I've ever met. She has such a pull on her life of the impossible. She recently prayed for somebody, by the way, that had a hand removed, and the hand grew back. Is that awesome? In Africa. We've been prophesying about that day coming, and yes, indeed. You know, I got a lot of those stories, but you know what? That's really cool. But what really is appealing to me is being possessed by God. I was with Cal Pierce week before last. We were together in Dallas with some other great folks, and Cal Pierce was a board member in this church, and the Spirit of God came on him in fire and possessed him one night. I'll never forget it. I saw it. I'm with him several times a year. I think I tell him every time I see him, man, I'll never forget that as long as I live. The fire of God came upon him and just possessed him. He tells me, he said, I thought I had a life. Some of you want more of God, but you're hanging on to what you think is God. He thought he had a life, and it was when it was removed that God came and immersed him in his Spirit.